Chapter 45 Mental Prayer. Mental prayer is the elevation of our minds to God, asking of Him either expressly or tacitly those things of which we stand in need. We ask for them expressly when we say in our hearts, O my God, grant me this request for the honor of Thy holy name, O Lord. I am firmly convinced that this petition is Thy will, and for Thy greater honor, I ask this petition. Accomplish, therefore, Thy divine will in me. When harassed by the attacks of the enemy, let us succumb swiftly, O Lord, to my assistance, lest I fall a prey to my enemy, or, O God, my refuge and my strength, help me speedily, lest I perish. When temptation continues, we must continue the same prayer, courageously resisting the foe, and when the fury of the combat has passed, let us address ourselves to the Almighty, imploring Him to consider our weakness in the face of the enemy's strength. Behold, my God, Thy creature, the work of Thy hands, a man redeemed by Thy precious blood, and behold Satan trying to carry him from Thee to utterly destroy him. It is to Thee I fly for aid, and it is in Thee that I place my entire confidence, for I know that Thou alone art infinitely good and powerful. Have pity on a miserable creature who stumbles blindly, though willfully, into the path of his enemies, as do all who forsake the assistance of Thy grace. Help me therefore, my only hope, O sole strength of my soul. We tacitly ask favors of God when we present to Him our necessities, without making any particular request. Placing ourselves in His divine presence, we acknowledge our incapacity to avoid evil or do good without His aid. We are nevertheless inflamed with the desire of serving Him. Thus we must fix our eyes upon Him, waiting for His assistance with unbounded confidence and utter humility. The confession of our weakness and the desire to serve Him, this act of faith so performed, is a silent prayer which will infallibly obtain our request from heaven. The more sincere the confession, the more ardent the desire, and the more lively the faith, the greater will be the efficacy of the prayer before the throne of God. There is another method of prayer similar to this, but more concise, consisting as it does in but a single act of the soul. The soul presents her requests to the Almighty, adverting to a favor already asked and still sought, although not formally expressed. Let us endeavor to cultivate this kind of prayer, and employ it on all occasions, for experience will convince us that nothing is more easy, yet nothing more excellent and efficacious. Chapter 46 Meditation. When a considerable length of time, as a half hour, hour, or an even longer period is to be spent in prayer, it is advisable to make a meditation on some feature of our Savior's saint life or passion. The reflections naturally arising from such meditation should then be applied to the particular virtue we are striving to attain. If, for instance, you need patience, contemplate the mystery of your Savior scourged at the pillar. Consider first the blows and revilements hurled at Him by the soldiers as they brutally dragged their innocent victim to the appointed place as ordered. Secondly, consider Him stripped of His garments, exposed to the piercing cold. Thirdly, picture those innocent hands, bound tightly to the pillar. Fourthly, consider His body, thorn with whips until His blood moistened the earth. And finally, envision the frequency of the blows, creating new wounds, reopening others on that sacred body. Dwelling on these or similar details, calculated to inspire in you a love of patience, you should try to feel within your very soul the inexpressible anguish so patiently borne by your divine Master. Then consider the excruciating agony of His Spirit, and the patience and mildness with which that agony was endured by Him who was ready to suffer even more for God's glory and your welfare. Behold, then, your Master, covered with blood, desiring nothing more earnestly than your patient acceptance of affliction, and be assured that He implores for you the assistance of the Heavenly Father that you may bear with resignation, not only the cross of the moment, but the crosses to come. Strengthen, therefore, by frequent acts your resolution to suffer, with joy, and, raising your mind to heaven, give thanks to the Father of mercies, who didst send His only Son into this world to suffer indescribable torments, and to intercede for you in your necessities. Conclude your meditation by beseeching Him to grant you the virtue of patience, through the merits and intercession of this beloved Son in whom He is well pleased.